few weeks ago, Elena and Vince asked if I would tell a story at the wedding reception, and I said yes. I think they'd heard me tell a story at one of Tony's charity events, and Vince then looked a little bit more reticent a few weeks later as the wedding got nearer. Would he tell a bawdy story? I think sort of flicking through his mind. Well, this is a story I've not told before, but it seemed appropriate for a wedding reception. How do we go about these days to find a husband? Or in the same vein, how do we go about finding a wife? Well, perhaps we might go to something on linematch.com and we look at the profiles and he looks nice, yeah, well, I'll arrange a meeting with him. And then when you actually meet, well, you look at the picture and you look at the person sitting across and don't seem to match up terribly well. He seems a lot younger in the picture. Or perhaps we go to speed dating and you meet various people. Well, it seems they're more interested in talking about themselves rather than having any real interest in you. Well, the main character in my story, she discovers, almost stumbles upon, what appears to be the perfect way to find a husband. She's in fact walking through the lace market area of Nottingham. It's a part of Nottingham. She's not walked down this road before. She passes the Adams building, a sort of classic style building. I think it's part of New College now. She's walking down towards what is St. Mary's Church. And there's this building on the left-hand side. At one time, it was probably a warehouse. Anyway, she's sort of, for some reason, she's strangely attracted to walk towards the building. And there's a door there. There's a brass knocker on the door. There's no number. But something sort of is driving her just to knock on the door. And she bangs the brass doorknob against the wooden door. And this wizened old woman opens the door. Slightly stooped she is. "What can I do for you then?" she says. Well, I don't know. I forgot to say that the woman in this story, she's actually called Elena. "What can I do for you then?" she says to Elena. "Well, I was just wondering, what is this building? What happens here?" "You've come to the right place. This is the House of Husbands." "Oh," says Elena. What does that mean?" "Well, we've got several rooms. You can see the spiral staircase. You walk up the staircase and you've got a door on the left. And on it, you'll have a description of your potential husband in this room. And you can decide to go in there, or you can carry on up the spiral staircase to the next room. But once you go into the room, you've made your decision, you can't carry on. That's your choice. You've chosen that potential husband. You can carry on right to the top of the building if you want." "Hmm," the thinks, Elaine, this sounds interesting. How much does it cost? £10, said the old lady. Well, seems a bargain. Well, can't go out on a night on the town for £10. She gets her purse out and takes out a £10 note and gives it to the old lady. And the door shuts behind her. So off Elena goes up to the first floor. And on the door is a description of the potential husband behind it. Tall, dark, and handsome. Oh, she wants the idea of being tall, but at least taller than she is. Yeah, and she likes men with dark hair. And then it said, intelligent. Well, she thought it's important to have a be able to hold a conversation. He sounds an interesting guy. And the last one says, well travelled. Well, she does like going to on holiday to different countries. Now this guy, he sounds interesting, but then she thinks, I'm going to have a look what else is on offer. So off she goes up, carries on up the spiral stairs and comes to the second floor. There's a door outside. Passionate. Well, she thought, I like a bit of passion, she thought. This is more like it. A Latin temperament. She wasn't quite sure what she meant by that, but he sounded quite mysterious and alluring. And she had a picture of this sort of Latin American guy. Sophisticated. Well, she wasn't quite sure what sophisticated meant, but it does sound mysterious, and she likes the idea of having a bit of passion in her life. But no, she decides she's going to carry on to the next floor. And on the door it says, attentive. Well, it's important, you know. Get fed up as a woman. These blokes, they don't know. Make you feel good about yourself. It's someone who takes an interest in what you're saying, how you look. Yeah, she would like a man who was attentive. A snazzy dresser. Yeah, it's important how he looks. She doesn't want someone who was a bit dull. Yeah, she likes someone who, perhaps he wears a sharp suit or, yeah, he looks the part when you go out into town. She's proud to be holding his arm. He sounds really good. And the last one says, speaks fluent Spanish. You thought, well, she enjoys speaking English, but it'd be good to have someone who could speak her native tongue. So much more than just being able to speak the language. Attentive, snazzy dresser, can speak Spanish. Excited quite enough, so she carries on right up to the fourth floor, going up through the door and climbing up the spiral staircase. And she looks on the door and, well, the qualities listed here were a bit curious, a bit idiosyncratic, is the only word for it. Grows his own tomatoes. Well, she thought, well, it'd be good to have a husband who could grow his own food. It'd save a fortune at the supermarket. All those vegetables, potatoes, peppers, tomatoes. Well, it's a good quality. Enjoys playing tennis and good at lobbying. Well, he's obviously a natural athlete, she thought. She had pictures of Rafael Nadal in her head and a picture of Roger Federer. And she thought, oh my, one of them is my husband, she thought. And the next one said, has recently filmed a programme for the BBC. Well, what that is, she thought, and but it also says excellent ballroom dancer and has performed at Blackpool. Well, this is more like it. Elena, she's got a real passion for ballroom dancing. Often difficult to find a male partner, should she imagine herself on the ballroom floor at Blackpool? And she thought, yes, recently been filmed by the BBC for a programme, ballroom dance. Yeah, he must be a contestant for Strictly Come Dancing, or... She has his inward breath, perhaps he's even one of the teachers of it. She pictures Anton and his muscular body. This guy behind the door, he seems to be the ideal husband. But then, like most women, she just can't make her mind up. And she's about to open the door and she thinks, I'll just go up one more. And she climbs up and it's the top of the building. And the door on the left has no sign on it, but she goes through it. And there's a wizened old lady. Eh? Huh. He couldn't make your mind up, could you? Hey? He couldn't make your mind up. Well, you've lost your chance now. You can't go back, and you've got to pay a £10 exit fee. What do you mean £10 exit fee, said Alina. You didn't tell me that. Well, you know now, £10 before you can get out, she says. Well, Alina's getting really angry now. This old lady was taking for a ride, and then she's also feeling a deep regret inside. She should have opened the last door. This man, he got everything she could wish for. And she clenches her fist, her anger and her sort of regret sort of is gathering up inside her chest, and she clenches her fist and whoosh, she flattens the old lady who falls to the floor, and she notices a bunch of keys attached to the belt of her skirt, and she takes them off and she runs down the spiral staircase. And she flings open the door. Could have grown his own tomatoes. Enjoys playing tennis. Excellent ballroom dancer. Has recently been in a film for a BBC programme. And she flings out the door, and there is none other than Vince. And she hugs him. And he returns the affection, and they hold hand in hand and arm in arm, and they dash down the spiral staircase to the bottom. And the old lady on the top floor, she's sort of groaning and almost coming back to life. But they reach the bottom of the floor, and she finds a key. She has to try three or four, but opens the door onto the road. And they start to run down the cobbled streets of the lace market. And the last time they were seen, they were walking through Winchester. And then just sort of strolling along the beach at the Gower Peninsula. Do you know, they lived happily ever after. Thank you.